From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico could be one of the largest on record this year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA for short, said this week heavy spring rain over the Mississippi River sent tons of pollution into the Gulf. The Mississippi drains 37 states, or about 41% of the United States.
This year we had a really high discharge, so just from a volume sense, that brought in a lot of nutrients into the Gulf of Mexico.
That's NOAA oceanographer David Shurer. He said it's not yet clear whether this year's dead zone will ignite the kind of algae blooms that decimated Florida's southwest coast last year.
It is something that we will try to monitor. This is an atypical year given the really high discharges, so it would be something to keep an eye on.
The zone is forecast to spread across 7,800 square miles. That's an area roughly the size of New Jersey. Dead plants and fish in the zone can make red tide worse. The city of Orlando marks a solemn anniversary today. It's been 3 years since the Pulse nightclub shooting. The attack left 49 people dead and wounded 53 others inside the club. Meanwhile, two student survivors of last year's Parkland school shooting visited the University of South Florida College of Public Health yesterday to talk about gun violence awareness. From our sister station WUSF in Tampa, Carrie Pinkert has this report.
18 months ago, David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez were preparing to graduate high school. Today, they're nationally recognized advocates against gun violence. Hogg said one of the reasons they like to speak at universities is to inform fellow students about career paths they might not have considered.
It's to help encourage kids to go into the realm of gun violence prevention and not be saviors for people that are affected by gun violence, but to study the laws that work, the programs that work, and the systems that can be implemented to reduce intimate partner violence, suicide, and all forms of gun violence.
Hogg said that there are only a handful of full-time gun violence researchers in the United States, but he believes it's a field that will expand and be in need of interested young graduates. I'm Carrie Pinkard in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.